Well, hey there, how you doing? Glad you're here this morning. Welcome. Welcome. Good to see you. Hi there. Thanks for all your help. Hey there, buddy. Good to see you. How you doing? Hi there. Hi there. Welcome. Glad you're here. Hey, well, look at this good-looking man here. How are you doing, man? Good to see you. Hey, welcome, visitors. Boy, brace yourselves. Hey, how's it doing? Good to see you, darling. You look beautiful today. Hello, sir. Hi. Glad you're here. Aren't you glad you came to church this morning? I'm glad you're here. Hi there. Hi. Oh, how are you, darling? I love those earrings. Those are really nice. Hey there. Hey there. Hey there. Hi. Nice to meet you. Hope you come back after the day, huh? Yeah. And nice to see you, sir. Nice to see you, ma'am. Yes, right. That's exactly right. Good to see you. Welcome. Aren't you the best-looking woman in this room, huh? Hi there. Nice to see you. Hey. How y'all doing this morning? I said, how y'all doing this morning? Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm just fine, as I have to say. I just got off the phone with my two boys, found out they didn't kill each other or burn down the barn last night. Plus, they got the cows all milked before they went to church this morning. So I'm as fine as a frog hair, as they say. How many fathers we got in here? We got any dads in here? Yeah, I guess a few of you. How was your Father's Day last week, sir? It was great. What happened? Yeah. Anybody give you any presents? She give you any presents? Put her on the spot. Some hot sauce. Well, isn't that nice? Little spice in the life. That's always good. That sounds awful nice. Well, thank you. Can I tell you about my Father's Day? Sure. See this tie? See this tie I'm wearing? See it? My oldest boy got me this. Isn't it nice? See it? Yeah. Can't say I'm much of a time man, really. Especially on Sundays. But anyhow, you know, since my boy went to all the trouble of finding it for me and getting it, since it's a present from my son, I'm proud to wear it for you folks this morning. I'll grant you, a lot of thought probably didn't go into it. And if he'd spent a minute putting himself in my shoes, I'd have ended up with, well, anything but a tie. But hey, it's a present from my son, and I'm proud to wear it. Now, this is what his youngest brother made for me. I don't know how well you can see it, but what I'm holding in my hands is the perfect likeness of a little pig. My own personal porcine statuette here. Isn't that something? Carved out of walnut wood by the hands of my youngest. Now, this little fella, it looks like a barrow, which is what I've learned is a male neutered pig. This little fella has more to him than meets the eye. Like I said, I don't like pigs. Never have. Just like my daddy before him. No pigs. But if it weren't for the pig, I might not ever got my boy back. So even though I won't go near him, swine have a special place in my heart now. Let me tell you the story. I was a couple years ago, right now, this time of year, my youngest graduated from high school. I can remember every moment like it was yesterday. He'd had such a hard time with my wife being gone and all. I was so proud of him when he walked across that stage. And then the next morning at breakfast, he looked across the flapjacks at me and said, "Daddy, give me my portion of the farm. I'm leaving." I couldn't believe my ears. It was like a bolt of lightning out of blue sky. He didn't say why. He didn't say where. Just give me my portion of the farm. I wasn't ready for that. Who could be? I was a little. After my sweet wife, Grace, passed away all of a sudden on us, I had the boys go through the house and tape their name underneath everything they wanted once I was gone. They worked it out between them, who got what, who got how much. They're smart boys, I tell you. The oldest in my family always gets a double portion, always has. As long as we were at it, I drew up the titles to the land then too. Youngest gets a third, oldest gets the rest. But I thought those titles would sit in my safe deposit box till I was pushing up daisies over next to Grace in the churchyard. But he put it all on sale. Sold his acreage and cattle to our adjoining neighbor, doubled the size of his spread. That boy would have got so much more if he just waited a while, but he was chomping at the bit. He couldn't wait to get out of here. Advertised a quick estate sale, unloaded all the stuff from the house. Oh, stuff like bowls and lamps. My daddy's Black Forest cuckoo clock. Mom's old china candy dish, that kind of stuff. I never thought I'd be a live witness to my own estate sale. That boy might as well have smacked me across the face and told me I was dead to him. Which I reckon I was. Look, Dad is so out of touch. He is so strict, so conservative, so bossy, so controlling. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't get drunk with my buddies after the game. I can't have sex with my girlfriend. I can't stay out late on the weekends. I can't. Life is all about the farm. The farm. The Lord who gave us the farm and the farm. And it's driving me out of my mind. I'm not thinking about the big picture here. I'm 18. I'm not thinking about family and community. I'm thinking about having fun. I watch television shows about New York City, and I see it's just full of opportunity. It's just full of beautiful women. It's just full of opportunity with beautiful women. And I want to be there. And why not? What's here for me? A life of restriction, working my butt off, having no fun? No, that's my brother's life, not mine. I'm going. I am going to New York City. And I'm not going in like some loser who has to work his way up from the bottom. No, sir, I'm going in on top. How do I go in on top? The farm. The farm. 1/3 of this spread is mine once Dad dies. I'll just ask for it now. I ask for it now. And get it! I couldn't believe it. You could have knocked me over with a feather. You should have seen the look on my dad's face. It looked like a horse hit him in the head with his hoof or something. He just got this dazed look on his eyes. Stood up from the breakfast table. Started stumbling around the house, grabbing things, putting them on the table in front of me. Everything I'd put my name on when Mama died. Tears streaming down his cheeks. I wanted to say, "What are you crying about, old man? What are you sad you're not going to get your nightly after dinner mint out of Grandma's old china candy dish?" No, you're just sorry you're losing this free labor right here. That's what you're crying about, isn't it? Did you once think about me and what I need when you were ordering me around, telling me what I can do, what I can't do? Did you think about me at all? You just wanted me to be like you. You just wanted me to become like you. Well, that's not who I want to be. Of course, we don't talk that openly in my family, so I just thought it really loud. I converted everything to cold, hard cash, nearly $250K, and headed off to the Big Apple, home of sex in the city. I headed down to Tribeca, got me a furnished loft, and hit the clubs. It was easy to make friends, so I just bought drinks for everybody. I stayed out every night, came home whenever I want, with whomever I want. Sometimes a little money changed hands, but hey, that's a lot easier way to go than having to maintain a relationship with somebody just so you can have sex. Besides, it's a whole lot more honest to pay for pleasurable services rendered than to lie to somebody just to get them in the sack. It wasn't long before everybody knew my name in all my favorite clubs. My new friends introduced me to some controlled substances that made parties even funner. And soon I was buying more than just drinks for my friends.
I kept my money where no one could find it, in my underwear drawer. And one night I was on my way out and I stopped to grab a handful of Franklins and I couldn't find any. So I dumped the drawer and... Oh no! How can this be? It's all gone. I've only been here a few months. I knew I'd have to find a job eventually, but I'm not ready. Not now. And $10,000 in rent is due in 3 days. I'll call my friends. So I call my friends and tell them I need a loan. And they all dry up on me. Oh, we were good friends as long as I was buying the coke and the meth and the drinks. But not when I'm in trouble. So I lose it all. I lose my loft. I lose my friends who weren't my friends in the first place. I lose my whole new life. I start looking for a job, but as luck would have it, just when this happens is when the economy is tanking, and it's the worst it's been for decades, so nobody's hiring. Not that it matters, because it's not like I have any city job skills. I've farmed my whole life. It's not like I'm going to find a farmhand wanted ad in the New York City newspapers. But then I find one. It says it right there, farmhand wanted. But then I see the area code. It's 609, not Jersey. Oh, and before you know it, I'm on a train bound for nowhere central Jersey to meet my new boss on the platform, and I can smell him before I see him. We get in his truck to drive to the farm, and the whole way he's asking me questions about my experience, and we're just about there, and he bursts out with this laugh. Ha! You gotta be kidding, boy! You lived your life on a farm, you ain't never taken care of pigs? What kind of farm don't have pigs on it? My father's farm? It's a family feature. Well, not no more, it ain't. Welcome to Haney's Hog Farm! And I stepped out of the truck, and the stench was so powerful it nearly knocked me off my feet. I'd smelled manure all my life, but nothing had prepared me for this. How you get used to it, boy? After a couple of weeks in 98 in the shade. Woo-wee. Yeah, the other hand couldn't stand it. He left in the middle of the night. So you got his job. Now we get truckloads of garbage. It's actually empty pea and bean pods from the bird's eye plant over on the other side of Fort Dix. So your job is going to be feed and water these hogs till they won't eat or drink no more a couple times a day. Now, you also need to shovel the manure out of their pen so they don't get sick. Now, don't you get all high and mighty on me about shoveling manure. I know you know how to shovel manure. And this is highly concentrated pig manure we're talking about here. It's the best kind. Or didn't you know that the pig was the most efficient of all livestock animals? It's true. Pig retains 90% of what it eats. 90% of what goes in a hog becomes hog. It's practically pure profit. And it's not like it costs much to feed them. We don't pay bird's eye practically nothing for them pods. They'll eat anything. You try to raise cattle, you gotta have an acre of land for every cow you're gonna graze. And these pigs, shoot, you put them in a pen just big enough for them to turn around in. Long as you keep them fed, they'll be happy as a pig. In mud. A pig is a highly intelligent animal. It's extremely clean. It grows fast, fetches a good price, and best of all, it's 100% usable at slaughter. Well, of course, you got your hams and your meat cuts, but intestines become sausage casings. People pickle their feet and their snouts and everything. People smoke the hocks, their knuckles, and my favorite is city folk buy pig ears by the hundreds to give their dogs to chew on. Now, why don't your dad like such an efficient animal? I don't know. It's some kind of God thing. I don't want to talk about it. And before you know it, in just a couple days' time, I go from a loft in Tribeca with a girl on each arm to feeding pigs in Jersey. Haney's Hogs pays me just enough to rent a room for a month with a little bit left over for food. Certainly not for the whole month. All day, every day is pigs, pigs, pigs. I see them in my sleep. At least back home, at least at my dad's place, there was some variety. There was field work, cattle work. You could tend the vegetables, chickens. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought I'd ever think the old farm was interesting? Think. I've got lots of time to think now. It's not like these pigs make conversation. And I'm alone every night, too. I am bored out of my mind. I sit on the front steps and I whittle. I try my hand at carving things, mostly animals, out of the downed limbs in the walnut grove behind the house I live in. Of course, the only models I have are pigs, so that's what I'm good at. Whether I'm working the wood or working the pigs, I'm turning everything over in my head. I thought I was having the time of my life in New York City. But when I needed help, no one was there for me. No one cared enough about me to give me $5, much less love me. And now look at me. I'm making slave wages from Haney. Taking care of these, I don't care what Haney says, these despicable animals who eat better than I do. And they eat garbage. Well, right about here is where a lot of folks think the story ought to end. Because of his selfishness and sin, this boy has driven himself about as far away from his father as he can get. But he's not just made some bad decisions. This is not poor choices. He is violated my love. He has systematically turned his back on and disobeyed the commands of God, put there for his own good in the first place. And in doing so, he has done himself irreparable harm and damage. It'd serve him right. It'd serve him right to rot away down at Haney's Hogs till there's nothing left of him. But those pigs are that boy's wake-up call. Because you know you've hit rock bottom when you wake up one morning feeling like you'd like to eat a big bowl of hog chow. What was I thinking? I had it so good back at my father's house. I didn't realize it. If only, I can't go back. After everything I've said and done, I mean, I've no claim to anything or anyone back there anymore. I made sure of that. I cut myself out of the family. How could I go back to my father? How could I go back to my family? I don't have to be family. Maybe I could just be an employee. Dad's hands make more than twice what I make. They eat anything they want. Maybe Dad'll just hire me. I've been such a jerk, though. I mean, I'd have to say exactly right the right thing, and I'd have to mean it. Dad would know. So what would I say? Dad, I've sinned against God. I've sinned against you. I'm not worthy to even be called your son anymore. And I'm not asking for that. Just hire me. Hire me on to the farm. Make me an employee. Have mercy and just give me a job, Dad. That's all I'm asking for. what I'll say. That's what I'll say. And so when I get paid the next month, instead of paying for my room, I take that money and I buy a bus ticket. Because the bus goes down the county highway about 3 miles from our spread, from my dad's farm. I figure I'll walk to the farm from there. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my many transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me from sin.
Anybody seen my son? Y'all seen my son? I think I'm a little late. I come out here every day when that bus is supposed to go by out there, thinking he might get off at one of these days and walk down this road. It's been almost a year now. He ain't come back. I don't know that he ever will, but by God, I'm going to be out here every day waiting for my boy. I miss him so. So somehow he didn't understand how much I love him. I tell you, I'd die for that boy if he'd give me the chance. Oh, come on, let it be today. Let it be today. Let it be today. That bus has come and gone an hour ago. I'm going to have to come back tomorrow, I suppose. My boy! My boy! He's home! Oh, he's home! My boy!
Dad, I can't breathe.
Dad, I've sinned against you and against heaven.
Jim, Bill, Henry, get on out here. Come on out. Look at you out front. Look at who's out front here. Look who's here. Look at you. My God, your clothes would stand up on their own if you took them off. Henry, get my suit out here for this boy. Bring my Florsheims too. Get Granddaddy's ring. My boy's back. He's home, everybody. Jim, go slaughter that special occasion fatted calf. Get the grills ready. We're having veal tonight. Bill, round up the neighbors. Go down to town and get everybody to come over for a welcome home party from my beloved son. He was dead, but he's alive. He was lost, but he's found. Oh, celebrate good times. Come on, son, celebrate. Celebrate. Come on, we're going to have a party. Come on, son. I'll be right there, Daddy. I'll be right there. I'm coming, Daddy. I'll be right there. Did you see that? He didn't even let me finish. This is not what I expected. To be standing here, dressed in my daddy's clothes, wearing my granddaddy's ring. I sure don't understand my father. And I never did. But I'm going to try real hard now, Daddy. I'm going to try real hard. I can understand that he loves me. I know that much. I know it's corny to say it, but there's no place like home. Coming, Daddy. I'm coming.
We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll celebrate good times. Come on.
Where'd that music come from? What's all that racket in there? Henry, what's going on inside?
Well, I suppose nobody bothered to tell you. You were out in the field and all, but your brother's come home. And your pa's dropped everything to throw a big welcome home party for him. He's got the whole town coming over for a cookout and a hoedown. Because your pa's got your brother back safe and sound without a scratch on him. You know, want to go in and see him? Do I want to go in and see him?
No, I don't want to go in and see him. After everything that reprobate put us through, he expects me to forget it, pretend like nothing ever happened, and go into some welcome home party? I don't think so. Son, did you hear the good news? Did you hear the good news, son? Your brother's back. Your brother. You heard the good news, didn't you? Oh, come on, son. Don't be like this. Come on. Come on in. Come to the party. I'm begging you. Come on. You listen to me. My entire life, I have worked like a slave around here. I have done everything exactly the way you wanted me to. I've never disobeyed a single command. And did you once give me a goat to have a party with my friends? No. And now this son of yours comes back who's taken everything you lived your life for and thrown it away on whores, and you're about to throw him the biggest party this town's ever seen? You have got to be kidding me. Oh, son. Son, don't be like that. You're always with me. I'm always with you. Everything I have is yours, son. You can have anything you want anytime you ask. But boy, you never ask. You can't wait for me to plop a goat in your lap and make you invite your friends over. You gotta ask for what you want. I gave your brother what he asked for, didn't I? Here all this time, you've been thinking I love you just because you work hard. And you do. And I say you get a lot of work done around this farm. And I am grateful for it. But son, I don't love you because you work hard. I love you because you're my son. Just like your brother. I love him because he's my son, no matter what he's done. And he's done some bad stuff. It nearly killed him. He was dead. But he's alive now. He was lost, but he's found. We have to celebrate. I don't know what he plans to do, but I plan on going in there and telling him that as long as I live, he is welcome in this home and he is part of my family. Now, you may need to take some time, but I want you to come in and celebrate your brother's life. Be part of the family, son. He took his time. He stayed out there over an hour pouting, but he finally made it in, although he did make it clear to everyone he was not enjoying himself. We have had us quite a year since then, let me tell you. Although the older one, once he figured out that there was nothing the younger one could do to get his hands on any other part of the property, he relaxed a little bit, as much as he's able. My youngest is going to feel the effects of his sin for the rest of his life. Oh, I've forgiven him, and he's back in the family for good, but I can't undo the consequences of his sin, you see? He's going to have to learn a trade, live in town, and live a life that's a lot different and a lot harder than if he'd never left home. Turns out he's pretty good with wood, though. Anybody know any carpenters? Anybody know any Jewish carpenters my son can apprentice himself to? I thought you might. This is my first trip to New York City. Figured I had to come here so I could understand my son better. What are you doing here? Are you squandering what your father gave you? You squandering what your daddy gave his life for? You need to come home? Well, come on now. Stand and sing with me. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling.
calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting.